You're known here in Oklahoma as Mr. Republican.
Well, I'm honored, and yes, I'm proud of it.
Many people would come and ask your advice for running for office.
Still do. I still get calls once in a while from old neighbors who used to have them wanting to know what position I thought on something, and I told them what it was and why. But in the last few years, with my wife not with me, I've lost a lot of heart. I'm not as active as I was. And, of course, I'm older, too.
I don't
get around. And the party's changed a lot. I used to never miss a convention, never miss a conference, never miss a preaching, nothing. But I haven't been to one for several years, and I really don't know a lot of those people in the leadership.
Would you have considered yourself a moderate Republican or a conservative?
I think conservative in the terms of not being a big spender and not doing this and that. Like Obama's, I would never support the Obama health plan. Even now, I can see what's happening to insurance companies. The things that you had before, you don't have. And I could see it happening to places like hospitals and health cares and all of that, that the monies that they used to be able to get is not there now. So they cut back a lot on their own activity. The doctors scare the hell out of me. And I told Tom Cole, who's been a longtime friend of mine, that I wish to hell they would have called the medical association, the leaders in that, to testify on some of those damn things. You used to be able to get an appointment pretty quick, but you can't anymore because they can't control who they take in to be the patient. When you go in now, you have to sit down in front of a computer and go through all this other stuff before the doctor sees you and all of that sort of thing. The doctor is overwhelmed with patients and the time that he has to take to do all these other things that they never had to before. And it's really making a lot of difference in my view.
What do you think of what we call the Tea Party today?
Well, I have to be honest, I don't really understand what their bottom line is. But what I see and who they support and why they do it makes me think of that other party that I was talking about.
What did you think of Barry Goldwater?
I liked him. I was up in Washington and I had lunch where the senators and all of them have their lunch. Goldwater walked in and I was telling him, well, the Panama Canal's taking a beating because of your stubbornness. Just laughed a minute. He said, let me tell you something. I know a man up here that's more stubborn than me. And I said, who? And he said, Henry Bellman.
Because he voted to return the Panama Canal to the Panamanians.
Yeah.
What was your view of Henry Bellman? Did you like him?
Oh, yeah, I liked him. You bet I did. He was honest and forthright. I mean, what he said was being honest. He was a good governor.
How about Dewey Bartlett, governor?
Oh, I thought a lot of Dewey Bartlett. I really did.
You worked in his campaign?
Oh, yeah. He was one person, again, who was honest and forthright, and he cared about the people he represented. He really did. He never tried to double anybody down. I liked him a lot. I thought he did a good job.
There's a story about President Gerald Ford when he came to Tulsa. He was speaking about Bob LaFortune.
Gerald Ford always was mispronouncing words, and people laughed about some of that. When Jerry Ford was introduced, he stood up, greeting the people. He was glad to be there and see all that thing. And Bob LaFortune was the mayor then. And he says, Mayor Bob LaFortuna. I watched him, Bob. We just damn near died laughing about it.
The crowd laughed, and Gerald Ford had no idea why they were laughing, did he?
They never laughed out loud, but they were all snickered. And I asked Bob about that many times. I helped Bob on his mayor's campaign.